So I went to the University of Utah. I blame them for that. I had an opportunity to go back where I received my bachelor's and master's, University of Illinois at Chicago. But I'd done that. I'd lived there. I'd lived in Chicago. They worked really hard to recruit me. They had to at University of Illinois, Chicago, but they worked really hard at the University of Utah. And the University of Utah had what we would call a ranked program, and they didn't in Chicago. They had a doctoral program, and they didn't in Chicago. And it was beautiful, right? And they made sure every time you went anywhere that you sat at where there was a window looking outside at these beautiful mountains. And halfway through the interview, I called my parents and I remember them saying, "How's it going?" And I said, "Terrible." And they said, "Why?" And I said, "Because I love it." And I ended up going there. And I remember my aunt, I have my father's sister who lived in Los Angeles, my aunt who flew to every one of my graduations, my bachelor's, my master's, and she came to Iowa City for my doctorate. He said to her, "Karen has disappointed us." She told me, she's telling me this. And she said, so I said to him, "What do you mean? What do you mean? Is she not going to graduate? I bought my plane ticket." And he said, no, she's graduating. She's graduating. And she said, "Is she pregnant?" And he said, "No, she is not pregnant. She's going to Utah." And so my father really thought I was going to go get this doctorate and then come back home and live upstairs, right? That was because, you know, that's what you're supposed to do. Eventually, he came out to visit me. My mother said, "You really need to go." My mother had been many times, but he'd never gone. And so she said, "You need to go out there and visit her." And he said, "What am I going to do? I mean, you all shop and, you know, what am I going to do?" And she said, "I don't know, but you need to go." So he did. My father didn't fly. He used to joke he flew twice in his life, to Korea and back from Korea. So he took the train, came out to Utah, and had a wonderful time. I took him to there are really nice restaurants in Salt Lake City, and then I took him to a really popular buffet called Chuck-A-Rama. It's popular, but you kind of have to hide if you see somebody from the university because it's really not cool to go there, right? You just pretend like you don't see one another because you don't go to a buffet if you work at the university, right? And of course, he loved Chuck-A-Rama. Called my aunt in Los Angeles and said, "You know, she took me to this great restaurant. Let me tell you what they had, right, on the buffet." I had been asked to give a lecture that while he was there up at BYU, BYU is south of Provo, is south of Salt Lake. And so we drove down to Provo, and he wouldn't come in the room. He sat outside while I gave this lecture, and he said, because there was going to be Q&A, and it was sort of diversity related. And he said, "I didn't want to come in there because if somebody disagreed with you, I don't know what I would have done if I had been in the room. So I thought it best that I sit outside." But I told my parents, "It's because you told us that we could do anything that I went to Utah." And it was, I've said, the two most difficult professional decisions I've ever had to make were, one, to go to Utah, and then two, to leave. I ended up staying there for 16 years. I joke saying that I went there thinking I'd stay two or three, but I stayed for 16. And I did because I had great colleagues. I had folks who were genuinely interested in my success. And there are things in Salt Lake City, and I can't speak for the rest of the state, but in Salt Lake City that happened, and that happened at the University of Utah, that I haven't seen in other places. And I think it's because, you know, I kind of joke that Utah and the University of Utah are sort of like Avis, like you try harder And it's because there are all these images of what it must be like. So we actually, when eventually I became the associate vice president for diversity at the University of Utah, and I have a similar position here at IUPUI.